Virgin Radio 104.4 morning. We are live, the Chris Fade Show. This is going to be an interesting topic that I want to talk about. And I think it's going to get us all thinking, including myself. I came across it. I like, you know, doing a lot of that sort of reading online at night. 35, I'm not going to go through all 35 of them, but 35 things that you regret doing in your life.
Okay.
So it's that typical cliche, you're sitting on your deathbed and you look back in your life and you think, gosh, I should have done this. Gosh, I shouldn't have done that. You know, the biggest one I always think about is Steve Jobs. You know, he said basically when he was dying that everything that he created, you know, at the end of the day, he just wanted to spend more time with his family basically and enjoy his own life. But he was so fixated in obviously the job work and that, he let that go. That was his biggest regret. And I think about that sometimes. You know, what does it all mean? All these little meetings that we go to, the emails, the frustration that we get from our bosses, the fights that we have with our work colleagues, our partners, our wives, our husbands. What does it all mean? Looking back when you're sitting there with moments to go in your life, all of that means absolutely nothing. Zilch. Zero. And only what matters is what you spend with your family, your loved ones, the laughing, the smiles, the happiness, the joy. As Will Smith said to me, putting a smile on someone else's face, that's all he cares about right now. He wants to bring joy to other people. 35 things you regret doing in this life. Number one, holding grudges.
That's a big one.
Let it go. Let it go. It's so hard to let it go, though. Right?
Sometimes, yeah.
It's so hard to let it go. That person did something to you. They said something about you. You're just going to let it go, but let it go.
It's the hardest thing.
Number two, not going to the dentist enough.
Honestly, though.
I have gone to the dentist 4 times in my life.
Like, we should all, I really need to go again. Like, we should all be doing that.
Losing touch with friends. And I'm not talking Instagram, liking a few little likes here. Reconnecting with a friend and really becoming friends again.
I mean, technology makes it so much easier now.
I know.
To communicate, not Instagram, but just like the different forms of communication that you have, you know?
35 things you regret doing in this life. Keeping toxic people in your life. I put on my Instagram just yesterday, if they're not giving you what you need, you let them go. They're not putting in as much love or work as you are. You don't need them. Toxicity, toxic people in your life is horrible. You ever had a toxic person in your life?
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, I was looking at you as well.
You guys.
Treating your parents poorly. That's a big one.
Ignoring that call when your mom or dad calls, or maybe it's another family member.
Well, you know, it goes back to holding grudges. You may have a grudge against a family member. Try to put it aside. Number 19 on this list is a big one. Huge one. 35 things you regret doing in your life. Overworking yourself.
We all do it, don't we?
Every day we are overworking ourselves. That is our routine of life. We are in it. We wake up. We go to work. We battle at work, we come home, we eat, we watch a little bit of whatever, we sleep, we go again.
Yeah.
You got to break that cycle.
But I just think of myself, like, I think, like, all those years ago when the Egyptians built the pyramids, for instance, how did they do that? They must have worked really hard. So why are us, like, just sitting at a desk or something? How can you overwork yourself? It's strange to grasp, don't you think? That's what I just think. Because like, I think they must have worked a lot harder back
in the
day.
It's not about the physical overworking. It's about you devote too much of your day to your office. So that means you are not spending time with your family.
Yep.
You're not making memories with your family.
Like mental as well, right? Mental working.
It's not paying attention to the other parts of your life, to yourself, giving love to yourself, giving love to your family, to your friends, having experiences.
With WhatsApp and technology, you know, I was working at 10:30 last night, you know what I mean? Because WhatsApps are coming in,
right.
You're always working. And you don't have that time. Back in the day, you would just go to the office, you'd come home.
9 to 5.
You had no computer. You'd do maybe a little bit of paperwork, I'm guessing, back then. But that would be about it. Now you're working nonstop.
All the time, yeah. You don't switch off mentally, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Here's one as well that I wanted to mention. Now, remember, this list came out, 35 things you're going to regret in your life. Like, you literally, I'm talking like deathbed here and you know, I should have done this more. Here's a big one. Not saying I love you enough.
Important.
And I think that's really important. And I think, you know, if you're not saying I love you to that someone that you think you should be saying I love you to, say I love you. That person, 9 times out of 10, will reply with I love you, and they would just they were embarrassed. They felt like they couldn't say I love you. Rossi, I love you.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
Say it, Rossi.
No, 9 times out of 10.
But those three words, you don't realize they could change someone.
No, you know, especially your parents, like, say that to them before it's too late.
35 things you regret doing in your life. Let's get real here. What is that regret that you think you may have that you want to change today? 0487155444. Give us a call. 0487155444. What would be your regret right now? What would be that regret today if today had ended? What would be your regret? Think about that. 0487155444. And I would love if anyone is listening right now who may have been in that situation where they were at the end of their life and they thought it was all over and they actually went through this, because you are the person that I want to talk to because you've been there.
Yeah.
0487155444. Morning. Hey.